Welcome to the Nerd Party.
Hello and welcome to this special Between Takes episode of Missing Frames. I'm your host, Sean Eastridge. The Sundance Film Festival coverage is continuing in this episode. You're welcome. So in this episode, I wanted to share the red carpet experience for Tesla, which had its premiere at the Sundance Film Festival. The movie is written and directed by Michael Almereyda, who also did Hamlet. That starred Ethan Hawke and Kyle MacLachlan, who also star in this movie. Ethan Hawke plays Tesla, Nikola Tesla, and Kyle MacLachlan plays Thomas Edison. The film also stars Jim Gaffigan, Eve Hewson, and Rebecca Diane. And sadly, this is one of the ones I missed. I really wanted to see this one and did not get a chance. But I do know that my dear friend Brad Gullickson of the In the Mouth of Dorkness and Rest in Pictures podcasts really loved this movie. He said this was one of his absolute favorites from the festival. So while I didn't get to see it, I did get to chat with the stars and with the writer-director on the red carpet, and there is a really great exchange I had with Ethan Hawke, which I'm going to tell you about that in a little bit. But for right now, let's just kick this thing off with actress Rebecca Diane, who plays Sarah Bernhardt in the film.
I play Sarah Bernhardt, who is is basically the first international star. She's a French actress. And she's kind of like a very colorful character.
Mm-hmm. How so?
She was, you know, the first star, really. Yeah. So she had, you know, kind of like diva attitude.
Did you have fun doing that?
Yeah. So much fun.
What was it like getting involved with this project? Did you know Michael?
I didn't know Michael. I got a call to put myself on tape, and then I met with Michael, and we talked for a really long time about Nikola Tesla and about film and about a lot of different things, and we really got along, so I think that helped. And then I started quite fast after that. So
reading your character for the first time, what did you connect to the most off the bat?
I mean, I'm French, she's French, so
that's always
obvious.
Always a good thing.
I think she's kind of more like a man than women at that time, so I think I connected to that a lot. She's a very independent and self-possessed woman.
So. That's fantastic. Yeah. Well, thank you so much. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I hope you're having
so
a wonderful evening.
Thank you.
And next up, we have the writer-director himself, Michael Almereyda.
How are you feeling tonight? Good?
Okay.
How long has this project been gestating?
Since like the early 80s.
What?
Before you were born.
Oh my God. First of all, you're assuming how old I am.
Well,
my goodness.
You might have been born. Yeah.
But what was the interest?
He's just a remarkable man. I read a book. I thought it would be a great movie. It's the first script I ever wrote. It was optioned in 1983 for another director. The money fell apart. It never was made. And it's changed a lot since then. The world's changed a lot since then.
Well, what makes it important now as a story that we need to hear?
Well, our world is an interface of technology and commerce and hope and greed. And I think that's all those forces are still spinning around.
And what do you hope audiences take from this, really?
I hope they like it.
That's always
How's
nice.
That?
Yeah, that's a good answer, I think. Okay. And what's it like working with Ethan again after all these years?
It's fun.
Yeah. How's the relationship changed?
He's busier than ever. He's got four kids and many, many things to do, but he's really the same. It hasn't changed that much.
Great. Thank you so much, Michael. Congratulations. Sure.
All right. Now, here is the point in the red carpet interviews where things got a little interesting, but interesting in a good way. So Jim Gaffigan was chatting with the Polish journalists next to me, and instead of talking with them about Tesla, the film, he decided to relate his recent experiences at a Polish airport, and I'm just going to let Mr. Gaffigan speak for himself here.
I did a show in Warsaw. I went to the Polish Museum. Okay. I had pierogi. I did a show in Poland. I went through that. Are you videotaping this?
Yes.
In Poland, they have this thing that simulates what it's like to live under communism, and it's called Polish Airlines. And Air Poland. What is it called in Poland?
Lot
Airlines. But I did that when I was in Poland. And then
how did you relate that experience to your filming in Tesla?
I filmed Tesla a lot way before, but you know, if I could lie, I could do that. Yeah. But you know, Poland was fascinating. It was fascinating. Like Poland, it's like, talk about bad luck with neighbors. From a historical standpoint, it's like Russia and Germany. It's like, that's brutal.
But we still survived.
Right, you survived. It's amazing. All right, I love you all. I love you all.
And last, but absolutely not least, we have Ethan Hawke. So there's a little bit of a story that goes along with this. You'll have to bear with me here. The day of Tesla's Sundance premiere also happened to be the 25th anniversary of my favorite film, Before Sunrise. So Before Sunrise actually premiered at Sundance on January 27th, 1995. And here I was at the Sundance Film Festival 25 years later with an opportunity to talk with Ethan Hawke on the exact anniversary of the film at the exact location where the film premiered. Here's the problem though. Ethan Hawke is Ethan Hawke. So every single press person wants to chat with him. And there were press people like at literally the last second showing up 15 minutes late, rushing in the door. Everyone's like nudging against each other, shoving people out of the way. Children are being flung from the rafters. It's terrible. It was getting to the point where like people were just rushing through the door just so they could talk with Ethan. Now, the red carpet was wrapping up. The publicists were kind of pushing the actors along saying, we got to go. There's no more time to chat. And they kept insisting to us, the press people, that we were not going to get to talk with Ethan because they were so crunched for time. I thought all hope was lost. I was so bummed. Not only was I bummed because I didn't get to talk to Ethan, or it looked like I wasn't going to get a chance to talk to Ethan, but on my left was Kyle MacLachlan, who I love so much, and I desperately wanted to talk with him as a Twin Peaks fan, as a David Lynch fan. Like, it was like a nightmare. I was looking at the reality that I was going to have to miss chatting with Kyle MacLachlan, because if Ethan happened to come up to me and I was talking with someone else and I missed the opportunity to talk with Ethan on the 25th anniversary of Before Sunrise, I just couldn't do it. Now, the plus side of this is that before Kyle MacLachlan left, I managed to call him over and I told him, "You, sir, are a damn fine cup of coffee," which he thoroughly enjoyed. So at least I got that little exchange in. But it really was looking like I wasn't going to get to talk with Ethan. And then something miraculous happened. Ethan happened to start chatting to the journalist next to me. And I realized I was only going to have one chance and one question to ask him. And there wasn't any time for anything else. So with that in mind, here is what I ended up asking him about. Ethan, you and I have a mutual friend.
Who's that?
You know the best-selling author, Jesse Wallace?
Yes.
He's a great guy.
Yeah, I feel
I have a special relationship with him, but I don't see him. I see him like once every decade.
Yeah, me too. I see him about every 9 years.
Yeah. How do you think he's doing? Is he doing all right?
Yeah, he's
doing great.
He
and Selena doing okay?
Yeah.
25 years ago.
I know, right here.
That's amazing. Oh, man. And I wish I had a video of Ethan's face. I wish you could have seen that, but you can kind of hear the smile when he realized what I was asking him. Of course, if you don't already know, Jesse Wallace is his character from the Before trilogy, and the second he kind of realized what I was asking him, it was so great. And there's a moment, I know it flies by fast, so if you want to go back and re-listen to it, I won't blame you, because believe me, I have done the same. It's just so surreal. But you can hear after I ask him, how are Jesse and Celine doing? There's kind of a little like clapping noise. That's him. He reached out, took my hand, and just patted it a couple times and was like, "They're great." A really amazing moment. One of the highlights of Sundance for me. It was such a delight. I hope you enjoyed listening to it. And stay tuned for more Sundance Film Festival coverage. We've got some interviews coming, a couple more red carpets, and I sincerely appreciate you listening. If you like what you're hearing, please feel free to rate me on iTunes. Give me a 5-star rating. Those do really well for me. I like getting 5 stars. You can give me any rating you want, but boy, oh boy, do I like 5 stars. And I will read any 5-star review you write on the episode, on an upcoming episode. So if that's not incentive to do it, I don't know what is. And again, you can follow me at @YeSeanDoorman on Twitter, @SeanDoorman on Instagram. And again, thank you so much for listening. Stay tuned.